This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation. Yes, the conversation goes on and on and on and on. Don't you ever get tired of talking? People ask me that all the time. And I say, yeah, that's when I ask for Jennifer or Victoria or Jay to step in, and they can start talking. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV program along with Victoria Keevan and Jay Kirshner. Welcome to the world of Wednesday, January the 27th. The phone rang yesterday. I don't know who called who first, though. What was the... Yeah. Sounds like that would be a Russian phone, right, ringing? I think. There it is. Yep. Hello? Is Bad Vlad there? Puking Putin? Here we have a conversation. Oh, it's Joe Biden calling to talk all kinds of issues. And then there was a warning. America will defend itself against the maligning actions of Russia. Oh, that's pretty heavy stuff, right? Biden called Putin to discuss our willingness to extend the New START treaty for 5 years. That's the nuclear arms reduction treaty between Russia and the United States, which expires, what, next week, I think, right, doesn't it? The end of next week, sometime next week.
The 5th of February, I think, right, yep.
Right. So then the president pressed Mr. Pukey on Russia's ongoing aggression with Ukraine, as well as reports of Russia placing bounties on soldiers in Afghanistan, along with interference in our election, along with poisoning Alexei Navalny, that's how you pronounce his name, right, the opposition leader, along with the treatment of protesters by Russian security forces. Wow, long time. Did Putin, I say Pukey, did he say anything in return to all this? What do we hear from the other side? What's the... A lot of hot-button issues here, that's for sure. So Joe's going to be tough. That's good.
Well, it's typical of Russia, you know, their statement that they put out to their people in their news media was like almost the opposite of what was actually happening on the call. So yeah. They didn't seem to mention any of the big issues, but that's typical.
Well, I'm surprised they put anything out at all. If it had been the same call to the Chinese leader, suppose he hasn't had that yet. But the same kind of conversation with the Chinese leader. You think the Chinese press is going to get wind of that? And the only way they will is if they're paying attention to the American press. I suppose the same thing is true over there. So it'll be in all of the news media all around, you know, the Eastern Bloc countries and in Europe and the countries that are affected by what's going on with Russia or with Putin. Why do I always have that? It's Putin. Pukey Putin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, that's what he is. He's a puker. All right. So, anyway, are you girls, you're not affected by him riding bareback on a horse, right?
Affected how? Gross
well,
out?
I think.
Sure. Hard pass for me.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. Want to make sure. How about if Tom Brady were shirtless and riding bareback on a horse? What would your reaction to him be or to that picture be?
He's kind of like doughy.
Pretty sure he's done that, actually.
Has he? Remember when we saw those nude pics of him and he was kind of like soft? He had almost like dad
right.
bod.
That was a couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah, he had dad right. bod before that was popular.
Dad bod.
Should
we go a little further with that? What is dad bod?
I think Tom Brady's pretty good looking. I just think that he's East Coast good looking, which is not necessary. I mean,
what the heck does that mean?
East versus West standard.
Well,
so you're saying he's like a Vegas 10 versus like a Massachusetts 2 or something?
I don't know. He looks like sometimes he might forget socks when he gets on his boat, you know, like stuff like that. I don't know. He's just got that like.
Wait, who wears socks on a boat?
I do.
Exactly. Uppity looking, East Coast.
White guys?
Is what he looks like.
East Coast
no.
white guys.
Wait.
Well, he wears
no
like
one
an
wears socks
and
on
stuff
a boat.
Like that.
I wear socks on
you
a boat.
You should wear flip-flops if you're not wearing socks.
White
a lot of people
socks.
Like,
why would you wear white socks?
If you're on
socks
a boat, any size
wear
boat.
Flip-flops.
You don't wear those dock siders. You don't wear those, like, weird, I don't know.
If you're on a cruise somewhere, you can't wear socks on a cruise?
Well, a cruise is not a boat. That's a cruise. That's different. Mm. If you're boating, then, yeah, you should be barefoot. That's for safety. That's not, like, but I've never heard of anyone wearing socks on a boat.
I've been on a boat with shoes on.
Really?
Yeah. Ew. You can't get on, like, a weird boat without shoes. Ew.
A weird boat.
So, this all the Tom Brady focus is because he has been called the greatest athlete of all time, the greatest winner in NFL history, the best of the best, the greatest of the greatest, the only person to ever play a team sport who has been as important as he is and all that other stuff. So, I think...
I don't know about that. I think he might be... He's the best quarterback, maybe, but I wouldn't say the best athlete. I'd put him up against, like, Michael Jordan, and there are a lot of other athletes.
People have comparing how many seasons, how many games, because basketball does play more games than football, and they did the ratio, and the numbers came out in favor of Tom Brady.
Really?
Which, I mean, come on, it's Michael Jordan.
Right.
So,
he's still amazing.
The greatest athlete of all time was Ted Williams. Come on. You know about these other people. So, let's do OJ. Shall we put this up for a vote? Or in some way, shape, or form, get some thoughts on our social media about Tom Brady being the greatest athlete of all time? Yes or no? And if not, who is? That maybe is a better question. Who's the fairest? Mirror, mirror
Everybody
on the...
Everybody knows it's Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. That could be it. Right. So here's something that hasn't gotten a lot of attention. We may be on top of the first wave of people who are exposing Mr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, but also what really is going on in China. The Hubei province, I don't know if that's other, no, it's Hubei, excuse me, province, which is next to Beijing. Millions and millions and millions of people are under complete lockdown. You won't see this in the mainstream media. You won't even see this coming out of China, but apparently somebody inside who is connected to news media like the Epoch Times, says that there is a rampant outbreak of COVID. There are northern provinces that have outbreaks, other provinces that are completely, the financial hub of Shanghai is completely shut down. The virus strain, one of the new, more contagious ones over there, it's the Russian strain, that's what the Chinese have called it. And they have the Lunar New Year coming up in mid-February. A lot of people would normally travel around in China, but authorities are telling people they have to stay put. Wherever they are, that's where they have to be. And so this is, remember yesterday I said there was a rebellion because the protesting going on in Russia is getting very loud. And now the protesting, now it's coming out, the protesting, I said this, there were a lot of protests going on in China not being reported on. So now the question is, are the people going to obey the mandate the Chinese government has put down in encouraging, quote-unquote, people to stay where they are? So this has not been, this is the most severe outbreak of COVID in China since the situation last year at this time. And there are people who are saying, okay, why is it you're not talking about this? Well, because the Chinese say it's none of your business. The rest of the world being oblivious. The world is in denial, even maybe because of we think about the connection to the economics of the world, the countries that don't recognize it, there's nothing, I don't know anything about this, but there are mass quarantines going on in China, they don't really know what to do, apparently. The virus can be now something that the Chinese are talking about, that the Chinese can be, virus can be contracted from ice cream. Frozen food holds, apparently, if you breathe onto, I don't understand how this could happen. This would be something good to ask. But if the Western doctors don't know anything about this, what do you think about that, boys and girls? Ice cream spreads the virus.
I'm telling you,
do you want to live in a world where ice cream brings the COVID virus? You don't.
No.
We ignore that. So if someone, like, coughs onto an ice cream cone and then gives it to someone else.
I'm saying that this could be something that's coming from the Chinese to scare everybody. That's part of it. You know, you don't know what to believe.
There was a story about it being in frozen foods. Remember, from it was like a couple of weeks ago about it being part of frozen foods.
Apparently, the Chinese are starting to run out of food, and that's another problem. I'd say not living in paradise over there, that's for sure, under the circumstances. But what do we need to know? What do we believe? And are we going to pay attention to this? Didn't we have a question about in the social media about Chinese products and whether people were paying attention? Jay, how'd that come out? How is it coming out?
Yeah. If you're conscious about where your items are being made from, are you checking if it's from China? And a lot of people did weigh in. And some people say price wins. It doesn't really matter where it's from. Where other people do actively try to make sure they're buying American.
I think it's pretty un-American to just think about the price, frankly. Well, we'll get into that in a few moments. Jay and Victoria and Jennifer here on the DJV program with a focus on your nose. People are saying, okay, we get the message. A clean nose equals a healthy life. So what else can you tell me? I think the continuing message is, and it always works on the radio, when you just repeat the name and what it does. So Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, is a nasal care system that you may or may not know too much about, has powered suction, the flushing out of pollen and mucus and bacteria and germs and everything. And it's a natural drug-free alternative to all the other things that are out there. The suction flush. The first time you did it, Victoria, were you taken back by the power that was there, or did you just say, oh, wow, this feels good?
No, it's not that powerful. It's not, like, uncomfortable. You feel really... my ears popped, and it felt great.
Oh, your ears popped. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you put the saline in one nostril, and then you push it out the other nostril. That's what happens with all the gluck that's in your nose. Yucca bunga, well, you're feeling much better after it's all done. That's the secret. That's the real essence of Navage and the way to get your nose clean. So check it out. Go to Navage.com and buy the whole product, a kit. Put it together quickly and clean out your nose and have a healthy life. That's the bottom line. Go to Navage.com. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with Jay Kirshner. The ladies are interested in all of these things. A lot of stuff is, we got a lot of things brewing, and I have another fabulous question for later on. But the essence of what we're doing right now to catch up, bring people up to date, people who have expressed themselves, what do we have there on Facebook and Twitter and the social media that we follow, Jay?
Oh, yeah. Well, regarding Doug, if you should continue to sell MyPillow products or not, Dub Abel believes every person should be entitled to their opinion. Ellen Griswold loves MyPillow products and thinks the show should keep them as a sponsor. Summer Junkin says they encourage you, Doug, to not cave into cancel culture. If you don't want to endorse MyPillow anymore based on your own reasoning, that's one thing. But don't let the opinions of others sway you. So, yeah, pretty much the majority of people regarding MyPillow products, they're saying keep going. Keep doing it.
We are going to keep going. I thought it was a very interesting. I got a bug walking across my thing here. Right, excuse me. the essence of, kind of what America is about is to, you can be a jerk, you can be stupid, you can be wonderful, you can be beautiful. Everybody should have some kind of equality here, and we're not getting that. We get people pushed around. I have a story later on in this hour. We'll talk about a guy up in Buffalo whose program got pulled. It was a political talk program, and I'll tell you why. It wasn't what you would think. But, I mean, this, so the cancel culture thing is dangerous. It's really tell people they can't do business because we don't like their opinion. You know, he might not be my best friend, Mike Lindell, but if he wants to tell a story, I believe I'll actually take money from anybody who wants to tell a story, unless it's something that promotes something that hurts people, like smoking, that kind of stuff, then I wouldn't. But, you know, the stuff that people need to tell. Remember we had this whole thing with Walmart? Do you remember that, Jennifer? When I was, they pulled the spots off because I said what I thought, you know.
I thought it was not them. I thought it was McDonald's, but yeah.
No, it was Walmart.
That.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, McDonald's, we had a problem with them too. Now that I think about it. Yeah.
How did you offend McDonald's?
I said I would have never been there in my life, and some company had just, that I was on, a bunch of radio stations had just signed a big deal.
Well, you've never
deal.
Been to Walmart either. Right. I guess you shouldn't maybe have sponsors where you've never been there.
Well, I don't know. The sponsors, more often it's the stations that do it than, you know, the people that that are It becomes the I don't want people to tell me what I can say. So if you want to, you know, it cost me $86,000 with the Walmart thing, but then they came back with Sam, so it was okay. But, you know, it's not, that's not the American way. I don't think it is anyway. All right, more questions being answered right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so what else do we have, Jay?
Let's see. Some of the breakdown of are you conscious of what items you're buying, are they made in China? Michael Selby is fully aware of where products are made and tries to buy American. Sandra Mordica posts she's trying to buy U.S.-made items if available. Sometimes she does have to buy other. And Al Esch will only shop locally. Avoids yeah. Amazon at all costs.
Well, Amazon's got a lot of Chinese products for sure, but the Walmart does. The dollar stores are the worst offenders. Try to find something in a dollar store that doesn't come from China other than the food. I think that would be the whole bottom line. Well, all right, so but those sort of questions continue. I have, there's more information about drugs being made in China, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that brought me around. Somebody suggested that the drug companies that are making the vaccine ought to win the Nobel Prize for Medicine. You agree with that? Let's get that on the board.
I wouldn't be opposed. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I think that's something that's worthwhile looking at into one way or the other. All right. It's 28 and a half after the hour here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A plainclothes NYPD cop investigating a previous shooting was shot while chasing a man in the Bronx on Tuesday night. The 31-year-old male officer with the department's gun violence suppression unit was struck in the back below his vest and is in stable condition. A suspect was taken into custody. The United States will accelerate the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines across the country. President Joe Biden announced on Tuesday his administration plans to buy 200 million more doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines. Biden said the pandemic will continue to worsen before it gets better. It's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. End quote. The Senate on Tuesday confirmed Antony J. Blinken, a nation's 71st Secretary of State. Blinken is President Biden's longtime advisor and was voted in by a score of 78-22. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The flaws and shortfalls of the World Health Organization were brought to light as the coronavirus ran rampant across the planet before the WHO had a chance to react. USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into the issue of the United States rejoining the flawed organization.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China to investigate the origin of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be a part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms, but to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
The World Health Organization is an agency of the United Nations responsible for international public health. The WHO Constitution, which establishes the agency's governing structure and principles, states its main objective as the attainment by all people of the highest possible level of health. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Here we are, the DJV program. We put our brains into gear before we put our mouths into motion, most of the time anyway. D is Doug Steffen, that's me. Jennifer Horn is here, the J. Victoria is here, she's the V, Victoria Keelan. And the other J is Jay Kirshner. The newest question, social media-wise, is whether or not drug companies should get the Nobel Prize in medicine. That's an interesting, yeah, it is. What, do they? What do you think, ladies?
Do they all get it? Would they all share it? Get it over the other?
No, they shouldn't. Pfizer, Moderna, what are the others? Johnson & Johnson.
I think AstraZeneca's been approved here yet, has it?
No, and then there was one that was pulled because it was getting bad results.
Merck, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. So that is something to think about because that is a significant thing, right? Whether the drug, the leaders of the drug companies, or maybe the doctors who worked on developing it, right? Maybe those are the, that's where it should be.
Or maybe President Trump for Operation Warp Speed. That'd be pretty cool.
There you go. That's about as likely to happen as me getting it. But
just thought I'd throw it in.
I know, it's fine. Listen, speaking of throwing things in, there's a fellow that does a talk program in Buffalo named David DePietro, who is no longer heard on the station, but it's not what you think. Very interesting. And the reason this got my attention is because this guy was really kind of, he as a host would be from the same position, Jennifer, that you are, in terms of politics anyway. The manager of the station said this guy didn't do anything wrong. We know about his conservative platform, and I'm okay with that. But he was good getting point counterpoint. but he can't now get anybody to go on the program with him from the other side. So the management says, you know, the whole idea of the program was to have both sides and not be just one-sided political talk. So this guy now can't be on the air because he can't get anybody locally from the other side to be on the program. I just think
that doesn't sound real.
Well,
that just sounds like wah, wah. Like, really? Maybe he's just not that good, because there are plenty of people who can have even two people from the same side of the aisle and have a compelling show.
Well, with, there are a lot of
regardless.
Bad people doing talk
yeah,
radio.
I mean,
no
that to me is
that.
Not like a political thing. I think
wah,
he just
wah.
Isn't that good on the air.
Wah, wah. All right, speaking of good on the air, Kelly Clarkson is doing better than Ellen DeGeneres, which I find interesting. Ellen's having a hard time because of all the accusations over her behavior. How are the ratings for the Game of Games? Anybody know? But that's the other Ellen DeGeneres show. Her ratings are off 8%, according to the stats from Nielsen. And so Kelly is on the way up. Most of the people that are airing Ellen do it in the afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock. And a lot of them that are up for renewal, and people are pushing Kelly up. And there's another new show that started that's on around the country about 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to remember what that is.
Drew Barrymore?
Yes. Thank you. When did that start, the Drew Barrymore thing?
This year.
Is it good? Did you see it? Have you seen any of it?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
I really like her. I just think, I don't know. There's something weird. She's really good. And I really say this because I really do like Drew Barrymore. But it's the long form. I don't know if the hour is
her best
spot.
I don't think she's a talk show host.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
it's kind of like giving Trump a talk show. He's not a talk show host. So all these people thought he was going to replace Limbaugh. He can't do it. He couldn't hold an audience.
Well, I think he could with somebody who would host with him.
Oh, okay.
I think
if he had a co-host.
But
maybe this guy DePietro should do that with him. Anyway, go ahead.
But I think remember when Taylor Swift would always act surprised after she won an award and people got sick of it?
Yeah.
That's sort of Drew Barrymore. And I don't think it was put on by Taylor, and I don't think it's put on by Drew Barrymore, but I think people got sick of it because of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
True.
That's what it is.
Well,
and I think as far as Ellen goes, if Ellen would have just come out and said, you know what, this is a cutthroat business, and sometimes you have to make hard decisions as the boss, I think people would have been far more understanding of that than just not saying anything and trying to keep up Dancing Ellen. Because guess what? Dancing Ellen is 30% of her personality. She's got a whole other life. She's a wife. She's a boss. She's got a lot of other things going on. And I think she should have embraced it instead of trying to deny it for so long.
I think she made good changes on the show. But I think the show in general, part of the problem is like people who probably typically watch Ellen in the afternoon, you know, the kids are at school or they're at after school programs or whatever. None of that exists right now. And then Ellen got COVID and she was off the show for a couple weeks. The schedule has been very erratic. So I think it's really hard to keep your audience when they don't know if you're there at any given moment. And so I think it's been a combination of things. She's just had the bad press and then out for 2 weeks with COVID and then, you know, reruns and stuff like that. It's kind of just, I don't know, it feels very disjointed.
Well, one of the things that goes on here, I don't think she's likable, whether she was at one point
she
in time.
She used to be.
Yeah, right, but I don't think she is. Her body language, if you watch her body language, and I haven't seen the interview show, but I've seen her on Game of Games, and she has that sort of snarky, I-know-it-all feel to her, the body language, the way she talks to people. It's just, I don't think she's likable anymore, one way or the other, whatever the reason, whether she got, you know, as you were saying, pointed out all the different jobs that she had, different things. The audiences are tough. There's no question about that. And pretty unforgiving. So when all of the news media piled on Ellen, whether it was, you know, the right thing to do or not, or whether she's the only one who treats her people like that, whoever, whatever, however, it's the same kind of stuff, frankly, that's affected Trump, I think. Anyway, in a part, you know, I'm not telling you that I'm the world's biggest Trump supporter, but I think some of the reaction to him was a recoil of his attitude or his personality, and not necessarily what he did. And I think that's you're paying the price when you're involved in something you're that exposed every day. People see you every single day, then, you know, I think almost.
Yeah, when you're not talking sound bites, it's hard to do that long form thing. Although, you know, going back to Kelly Clarkson, who may take over Ellen's time slot, for some reason, Kelly's just a natural. And every time I've tuned into her show, I think it's entertaining and fun. And there's just something about her that's just so likable and so watchable. Mm-hmm. So good for her. I think it's not an easy thing. A lot of celebrities have tried to do talk shows, and they bomb badly.
It's like radio people. Let me turn this around. There are a lot of people who are good at the radio that are no good at television, but many more people who are on TV who try to do talk radio programs that fail because it's not the same thing. It's not close to being the same thing, and it's really not as easy as one if it comes naturally to you. Like Jennifer grew up around it. Victoria's had lots of experience. Jay grew up around it. I've been at it since I was 17. So it's not like there's not a reference point to having the experience. And then there are those who would feel comfortable no matter what. Rich McFadden said something to me once when he was on the air with me, and he said it at a convention, that I was the most comfortable guy he ever listened to on the radio. I'm comfortable being on the air. I think about me talking to the ladies. There are 3-4 million people listen to this radio program. I don't think about them in a collective. I think about them individually. When Jay goes through, now this is one of the beauties of the social media connection, because we can identify people and pay attention to them as individuals, their name, and what they are thinking or saying. You know how much value that has, those of you who are exchanging with us? And I, a long time ago, stopped taking calls because people who are calling programs like this tend to be a one-note act, and I found it, frankly, from my own point of view, pretty boring listening. Once in a great while, we might do some of your contests, put people on the air, but I just don't think it has the same measure of relativity that it used to. And that's why we have the ladies here, because they have really fabulous points of view on things. They think it through, and I wasn't being facetious when I said we put our brains in gear before we put our mouth in motion. Now, I want to talk about this GameStop thing.
Before we move on from Kelly Clarkson, her husband was trying to swindle her, allegedly. Did you guys see that story the other day?
No.
Didn't he get blocked by something in the divorce proceeding?
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like the accusation anyway, I think Us Weekly had it this week, is that the ex-husband had been trying to steal millions of dollars from her.
Great.
Wow. Didn't he also want millions in spousal support, too?
Yeah, but if I were Blake Shelton, who is his client, or like Reba McEntire's son-in-law is married to Kelly Clarkson, or former stepson is married to Kelly Clarkson, he manages Blake Shelton, I'd be like, whoa, if you're swindling your wife, like, what is that?
Right. Yeah, what's he doing? Yeah,
it's your clients.
I think he's denying it,
but interesting.
I brought up GameStop because there is a wild swing up and down and sideways in the value of their stock. So Victoria and I were talking about it at the bottom of the hour. I don't profess to know that much about GameStop, but you had a very relative point, Victoria. The reason that the value of the stock would be as high as it is because more people are gaming at home, right? Is that what you do that? Anybody
yeah,
do
actually,
this
for
stuff,
my birthday this year, I got PlayStation. So, yeah,
really?
Yeah, I mean, the stock is up 685%, and that's how many consoles.
Just over the year to year, you mean?
The January gains. So from last January to right now, it's up 685%.
Well,
so
you know what, why that is, though? And not even that people are buying stuff. It's that there was this coordinated effort on Reddit and TikTok, and some guy named Roaring Kitty, or a woman, I don't know, Roaring Kitty started coordinating people to use all of the investment apps, like the ones that I use, you know, the day trading apps, basically Robinhood and other stock trading apps. And they came together and all decided to purchase GameStop at the same time. So they kind of in essence became like a giant hedge fund, essentially. These things are like, these big.
So how much time do you
ones.
Spend a day watching your stock? I didn't know you were a day trader.
I told you I have Carnival. I'm not a day trader. I just am letting it sit in Carnival through Robinhood. But, you know, I mean, that's
exactly
what happened.
Doesn't Robinhood rob from
though.
The rich and give to the poor? So
yeah. That's kind of the point of the app,
Really?
But I think it's interesting that it was this group, and how many of them are they going to target?
Duh. Go ahead. Denver.
But how many of these guys are going to be, are they going to now work to Target? So they get something that they want, like GameStop, as like a target of their mission, that they get everybody coordinated. On the same day, everybody buys the stock, and it causes the stock to go skyrocketing.
Well, the weird thing is Elon Musk tweeted out the Reddit board that's been hyping the stock, and then the stock went up even more. So it's very bizarre. He was like exposing what was going on, and it didn't matter. People are still buying it, so it'll crash. There, people just, you know, they're all going to sell it right away.
All right, here's something to keep in mind. Your body, what I just said a few minutes ago, your mind in motion before, you put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. The way that you take care of your brain so that it works well like that is to have the dietary supplement Prevagen a part of your daily routine. Prevagen will give you, it will result in you having a healthier brain and a better life. After all, what that good is your life if you can't use your head? Use your brain. Add the proven brain health supplement, Prevagen. It's all natural. It's something that will improve your short-term memory. It also will help you as you have, you get a little older. We all forget things, cognitive impairments, that sort of thing. So let's think about your brain as you think about your body. As you get older, take better care of it. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. Much improved, healthier brain, better life. You'll get it. I'm using it. You can hear the results, right?
Knocking around in there like a grape.
All right, 47 after the hour.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Beachcombing, baking cookies, learning French. Aren't these what you'd rather be doing than thinking about your Medicare prescriptions? Well, Walgreens is here to help you get back to it with convenient refill and pickup options, expert pharmacists to answer all your questions, and Medicare copays as low as $0. Zero. Which is also the number of cares in the world you'll have as you stroll the beach, eating cookies, and speaking French. Oh la la. Walgreens.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans where Walgreens is a preferred pharmacy.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
FD3 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. So we're going to get into this business with Facebook. And how is it that people, I guess my frustration, Victoria Keenan is here with this, how these people get away with the arrogance? Maybe we go back to what we were talking about with other folks who are arrogant. Now they made it so easy for somebody to get their hands on the database with the Facebook users' phone numbers. How the heck is this going to affect people?
Well, if you've been getting a lot of spam phone calls, which I think everyone can say that they have, whether it's landline or cell phone, whatever number that you've listed on your Facebook page, which I completely advise everyone not to put your phone number
on
your, even if it's not public information, but don't list it in your account sign up. So what happened is 533 million Facebook users have had their phone number sold on the dark web. And so that means essentially it's 20 bucks per phone number is what they're charging.
Good
so,
God.
Yeah. And so this, it's essentially a bot that's selling them on Telegram. And so it's this kind of stuff just really bugs me because Facebook has had so many security breaches. You would think, like, hello, like, catch on. And a lot of the numbers, when people sign up and use their phone number or list their phone number in their account information on Facebook, it's often even they've encouraged everyone to do the two-factor authentication, which is supposed to be extra secure. And it meant nothing when it came to this person or people hacking into Facebook and stealing these phone numbers. And then, like I said, they sell them. It costs one credit for a Facebook ID. That's $20, or you can buy 10,000 for $5,000. So that's the current market price.
Good.
And there's really no way to. I mean, once your number's out there, that it's out there. There's nothing you can do. But I would say and this all came from 2019, so all of this data, and if you've I mean, it's I would just take your phone number out of it completely. That's I don't have, you know, Facebook to me is just like, ugh, I'm so over Facebook. And they just keep they just keep violating their own promises to their customers. So, you know, it is what it is. But if you're getting a lot of spam, that could be one of the reasons why.
Yep. There's a new survey that's revealed that about 70% of respondents purchased at least one connected device last year. Only half of the respondents took action and purchased security software with it. Here's Andy Solomon with some story behind the story.
Today, McAfee announced findings from its 2021 Consumer Security Mindset Report, revealing that while the shift to a digital-first life was brought on by the global pandemic, U.S. consumers plan to keep it up. Judith Bitterly, SVP of McAfee's Consumer Marketing, has the details.
McAfee's survey found that more than half of respondents still plan to do their banking online, as well as have social activities online and do online shopping. Notably, 2 out of 3 people say they're concerned about cyber risks, and 1 in 3 say they're not confident in their ability to prevent a cyber attack.
Fortunately, there are ways to protect ourselves online.
The first steps are to be careful what apps we install, what websites we click on, and what emails we open. There's also a suite of solutions available from McAfee to make that job a little bit easier, like McAfee Safe Connect, Web Advisor, and Identity Theft Protection.
To learn more, visit McAfee.com.
The Geek Out.
2 recommendations for anybody looking for something to binge. First is the best sci-fi series running, The Expanse. Its 5th season recently launched on Amazon Prime, and I can't recommend it highly enough. Based on a distant future when humanity is broken up into 3 factions across the solar system, it's basically Game of Thrones in space. And while the acting isn't always tops, its attention to detail and action scenes most certainly are. And then there's The Great Freaks and Geeks. Coming to Hulu, the series has 18 episodes of teenage life in the 1980s, and it launched the careers of Seth Rogen, James Franco, and Linda Cardellini. It's so funny and sweet. Freaks and Geeks hits Hulu this week, and all 5 seasons of The Expanse are on Amazon Prime.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, here's an interesting rub to the daily walk. You want to get to know Dolly Parton? Let's take a walk. How does this work, Victoria?
Right, so Apple has a brand new fitness feature called Time to Walk, and it pairs music and inspirational monologues from famous musicians, athletes, and actors. And this will play from your Apple Watch, or you can use it on the fitness app on your phone. The first 2 celebrities are Shawn Mendes and Dolly Parton. And so all you do is new celebrities are added every Monday. And so during your time to walk, you can listen to playlists that the artists have chosen. You'll get to listen to kind of like a TED Talk in a sense. They'll share some memories, some lessons, career lessons, moments that are funny. And so it's kind of interesting, but everybody's got a different spin on it. So it's kind of cool.
There it is. Cool. 59 past the hour, DJ V.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.